We're continuing with the laws of a Sefer Torah, the fourth halacha. What do we do with the Sefer Torah that's all worn out? Sometimes the Sefer Torah gets so disqualified, doesn't make sense to fix it. So what we do is we put it inside an earthenware vessel, and we bury it next to the Talmud Chacham, as if to say he kept whatever it says in here. You have to bury it. You have to put it away respectfully. What we call gniza. Gniza is really burying it. Technically, any writing that's holy, like any chumash you have, any gemara you have, you can't just throw them out. We have to put them away respectfully, even if they're at a state where they're no longer usable. So today they have collection bins, which they then go ahead and bury. What we call gniza, to put it away. We treat printed material with the same holiness as though it were handwritten, even though that's not so obvious. Meaning technically the holiness of a Sefer Torah is imparted by the fact that someone wrote it with a holy intent. Meaning if a Christian were to write a Bible, now we could throw that out. We don't treat that with any holiness. Holiness is imparted by the one who wrote it or printed it. So this idea that we treat printed material as holy is not an obvious one. But we do. And if something's written in English or Art Scroll Gemara, so that's also holy. Be it because of its content, be it because of what you use it for. Use it for prayer, for learning. So we at least wrap them around and put them away. What happens with all those materials that you get on Friday? Mahon Meir's, Divrei Torah, and others. So there are opinions that say those have to go to Gniza as well. And then there are opinions that say you could put them in two plastic bags and throw them out. That's enough. That's, correct. Now, even when a person is defiled, a person is Tamei, a woman is during her that time of the month, she's still allowed to learn Torah. I mean, your hands have to be clean, but the fact that a person is spiritually impure doesn't preclude his learning Torah. Even a person that's Tameh is allowed to learn Torah. When the Sefer Torah is outside of the Ark, and the Sefer Torah is present, so we're supposed to behave with respect. And that respect means that we don't make jokes. We don't speak about lightheaded things in the presence of the Torah. Part of respecting Torah is that we behave respectfully in the Torah's presence. When the Sefer Torah is out of the Ark, when the Sefer Torah is being carried somewhere, a person should stand until the Sefer Torah either reaches its destination or is no longer within eyesight. In a second. The custom that we have, that we stand up anytime the Ark is opened, that's a custom with a very weak basis. So, yes, when you have the strength to do it, you should do it. But just because the Ark is open doesn't really mean you have to stand. On the other hand, when the Sefer Torah is being transported, then you do have to stand. Ideally, we have a set place for a Sefer Torah, a place that we honor and respect, and that's what we have today. In our shuls, we have an Ark. Yes?
You kind of answered it. I was going to ask, when before Simchat Torah, when upstairs, or I guess anywhere, they're preparing which Torahs are for what, and are wrapping them in plastic bags or whatever they do. And the Aron is open, and Torahs are not really being like transferred, like as in Shikra, like in routine. Like on Thursday before Kriyat Torah, you know, you just, everyone stands up and they bring the Sefer Torah to the bima. But they're working on the Sefer Torah